follow the Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show. You can also follow me. It's Joe Pesh Radio. It's all my social media. And Alex is Yo Alex Raps with the Z. So the Instagram questions, you see those all the time. And we're like, you know what? Why don't we do that? Because people ask us questions all the time. But we gave you a chance over the weekend, if you follow us on our story right there, to submit a question. Live the Web Girl, you rounded up kind of all the questions. There was a lot of repeats, too, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. And I guess we'll kind of go through and answer the questions.
Yeah, some of these are really funny, and some of these I'm really excited to hear y'all's answer.
Okay,
but
let's go.
But the first one, we'll start off with an easy one.
Okay.
What is your favorite type of food?
Oof, I would say Mexican or Chinese. It's kind of a tie.
My type? Does that mean like that? Like categories?
Or whatever.
Well, I would say seafood is my very favorite. I know I talk about loving chicken nuggets, and I do, but I am a big seafood person. I could eat crab legs every day.
Yeah, crab legs.
I could eat tacos every day.
Yeah.
Okay, and then how old were you when you had your first kiss?
Ooh. I was 12 and a half.
Do you remember it?
Yeah.
12 and a half.
Where
That's
was
so
it?
Specific.
In my neighbor's yard.
Okay.
Who was it with?
My next door neighbor.
My brother. Jeez, I don't remember mine. I was probably older. I bet I was probably 15 or something. Like,
were you
probably
nervous?
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, no, I take it back. I do remember now. And I don't know if you count it. I played Spin the Bottle, and it was my neighbor's sister.
I think that counts.
Oh.
Okay, then yeah. Then I was in sixth grade. So how old ever that is, I was in sixth grade. I remember that.
That's 11 and 12.
Yeah, okay. Mine was the summer before going into seventh grade.
Okay, if you could be any animal, what would you be and why?
I would be a sloth. I'm all about, first of all, that is my favorite animal, and I would be that animal because they live the lazy sloth life, and I do that every single day.
Oh, man, if I could be any animal, I think I would probably be like a turtle.
Are you serious, Joe?
What? Like, they get to live for 100, 200 years. You get to see so much history. And I don't know, people always feed you and stuff.
Turtles are the vampires of the sea.
I mean, turtles, you get to lay out in the sun. You get to swim
That's
in the water.
True.
I mean,
yeah.
Turtles
okay.
get it on, too.
Yeah, but sometimes you get made into turtle soup.
Well, that's why I would be a good turtle. I'd be swimming fast. You wouldn't get me.
Okay, I'm really excited about this one. What annoys you the most about each other?
How long is the show?
I was going to say, I could do a week-long episode of that.
I think we both could. Joe could answer this first.
Well, I think the one thing that actually, there are a lot of things that annoys me about Alex, but I think the one that I deal with most common and a lot of people on the show deal with is, I don't think she ignores you, but she never pays attention. Like, I'll tell Alex something before we go on the air, and she's like, what? or I'll say something to Liv, like, hey, Liv, can you do this and this and for tomorrow?
Right.
Then she's like, hey, for tomorrow, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, we just had that conversation because she spaces out. So that kind of gets annoying when you're trying to get stuff done.
I get that a lot from people. I think recently one thing I've noticed that Joe does that drives me up a wall is every single time he takes a drink, he goes, after every freaking sip. Yes, you do.
You do kind of do that.
It absolutely drives me nuts.
You're just making that
every
up.
Every single day. Yep,
Joe, you do. Kind of
I've
do that.
Never in my life.
Yep, you do.
I don't know if it's because you're drinking a lot of, what is it called? The sparkling water.
Oh, like carbonated drinks?
Yeah, that you're drinking a lot of carbonated water. So I don't know if it's that. Like, it's so
yeah, you do that.
I'm refreshing. Drinking regular water.
It is infuriating.
I don't know what it is, but
Hold on.
Do kind of go.
I'm just gonna
You do.
I'm just gonna see what happens, right? This is just regular
well,
water.
Well, now you know about it.
Know,
no, but I'm gonna see if it naturally happens, because if it naturally
well, no,
happens,
no, you're thinking about it.
Thinking about it, so it's not gonna happen.
It's a
See?
That's what you do.
See, you do that every time.
That's just breathing.
No, it's
no,
a,
it's like a
everybody does that.
I don't.
Oh, you're making act like here, let me do a dramatic interpretation of what you just said. Hold on, I'm sipping.
No.
What you did before is exactly what you do between every sip,
well,
it's
just
so annoying.
Me and
it's
Alex
not normal.
Don't do that.
Your body has
don't.
To breathe. Yeah, but you fart and burp too, so we're all different.
Okay. I burp a little bit, and that's because I have really bad acid reflexes. This segment is not about me. It's about you guys.
Okay.
Don't deflect.
Give us the next question.
Yeah,
all right, the next question. What's your favorite trait about each other?
Alex is really creative. Like, probably the most creative person I've ever worked with.
Thank you.
So I really appreciate that, the creativity and the thought behind stuff.
I like that Joe is willing to share anything about his life on the air. I think that's a super important quality for what we do in our jobs. This show would not be nearly as interesting if he didn't totally throw his wife under the bus.
I'm glad you and Liv keep it going too. When I don't do it enough, you and Liv are always there to back up and make sure something happens.
Yeah, so that I think that's probably one of my favorite things about Joe.
All right, what are your long-term career goals?
I don't know. I mean, I personally, like, I'm from Michigan, so maybe I'm happy here in Indy. I'd like to eventually, like, replace all the shows, like, that have been here for a long time. Like, Bob and Tom are kind of going out. I'd like to eventually, you know, when Smiley retires, he's an old man, hopefully I can take over that. I don't know. I just, our show's grown so much in the past 2 years. Like, I just want to have the number one show in Indy, and I think eventually we'll get there because we have such awesome people listening. So I would say grow the show, and then, I don't know, maybe one day go back to Michigan because that's where I'm from. But I don't know. I like Indy. It's a Midwest city. It's my kind of place.
I would eventually like to be in a bigger city and preferably in the South. So my ultimate goal would be to work somewhere like Dallas, Charlotte, Atlanta,
ATL,
Tampa.
Shorty.
Yeah, I would absolutely love to be in a city like that. I think I would fit in well.
What about Charleston?
Charleston is a great town.
It's an awesome city.
It's one of my favorite places in the United States, actually, and one of my favorite places I've ever visited. I've gone there a few times, but it's in terms of radio, it is a smaller city for radio. So typically, you know, you can make more money the bigger cities you go to. Not always the rule, but majority of the time. And so, you know, that's obviously something that I want to try to aspire to.
Right. No, I get that. Okay, so what career would you have done if you didn't do radio?
I've thought about that, and I don't know, because, I mean, there could become a day where it's like, hey, let's fire Joe and Alex, and, like, the show's over, and, like, well, what am I going to do if nobody will hire me? I love working with people. I wouldn't do this, but it was the coolest job I ever had was working at a car wash, gas station, like, detail place, because I always interacted with people. I always got to, like, fix things and do things. You're laughing at that, but I don't know if I do that as a career, but it would have to be something where I work with my hands, but also interacting with people.
Okay. I would, if this is like a dream job, if I wasn't doing radio and I could choose anything, then I would want to be working for like Nickelodeon and storyboarding cartoons. That would be absolutely amazing for me. Realistically, I think that I could have been an esthetician or something like that. I'm obsessed with skincare. I would have really been into that.
Yeah, if I didn't love radio, I'd be a Victoria's Secret model.
Oh, so now it's now Liv gets to become part of the conversation when it's convenient for her.
No, I'm into popping pimples. I'm always stop. The Egyptian will always tell me like, hey, look at my shoulder. I've got some ripe ones.
So gross.
Wow, you guys have a lot of love there.
What was your all's first impressions of each other?
Oh God, too much. How is so much in one little package?
Gosh, I don't even remember what my first impression
Handsome.
Was.
I hope he's not married. I hope he's single, probably, is what you were thinking.
For sure.
What a hottie with a body, I imagine.
I think my first impression was usually when I first meet somebody, I feel like I can read them and understand who they are as a person pretty soon. It took me more time to understand who Joe was as a person. I remember thinking like, I haven't figured him out, and usually I figure people out immediately. And so I was just like, I don't know how I feel. I don't necessarily know that I really like this guy or don't really like this guy. I mean, he's fine, but I didn't know enough about him. I couldn't figure him out.
So when did you figure out you don't like me?
About 2 months into the show.
Okay. Makes sense.
Okay. There's only a couple left. Do you guys hang out outside of work?
No.
No. We have different, you know, we have different things going on in our life. Joe is married. I'm newly dating somebody. There's a little bit of an age difference. We have different interests.
Your guys' interests could not be more opposite of each other.
Yeah.
More opposite of each other.
Yeah. So, no, we don't typically.
I don't even think you guys like to eat at the same places.
I don't think we do either.
Well, we do, but then it's like, I get embarrassed. Like, can I have this? Okay, so you just want a steak. Okay, we got you.
Okay, and then Joe, do you realize how many times you say right there?
I don't realize it. I mean, is there...
I don't know about that.
I don't know what that means. Can somebody explain?
You say, and that is your garbage right there.
He does?
Oh my God.
Never noticed that.
I don't know if it's because I listen back to all of the audio after the
show. I'll give you a dollar.
Yeah.
You got one day. You have to do it today after the show.
Put it all together.
Every time you... What is it? Right there?
Yes, you say it all the time.
That didn't count when I just said it.
Actually, now I kind of do remember.
Anytime you can pull audio, it has to be different ones. You can't just take the same one and copy it. I'll give you a dollar for right theirs.
Every single right there that I pull?
Yep. I'll do a max $20.
Okay, from just today or like...
Whatever you can find.
perfect.
Okay, now that I just heard you say it, I know you were using it in an example, but yeah. it triggered memory for me. You say it a lot.
I know that I repeat myself a lot, and I use a lot of filler words. I'm terrible as a presenter, for sure. I wouldn't be on a news talk station, but I know I say certain words, but I don't recall saying right there. But maybe I do.
I didn't think about it at first. Now I do remember.
I could. That could be a possibility right there.
Well, those are all the questions that I have right there. So
funny.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, Chingy said it best. I like the way you do it right there.
Yeah.
Right there.
I thought those were good questions. You guys did a really good job.
I honestly thought you guys were going to ask some more like meaty questions.
I wanted some
awkward ones. And you guys are all like,
yeah, I thought people were going to ask about Joe and Lindsay's marriage, about the Egyptian.
Yeah, I thought they were going to ask more personal life questions.
Well, hey, if you got questions now that you didn't have us answer right there, go ahead, hit us up. Maybe we can respond to some throughout the day.
No, you're just doing it on purpose.
Did you realize you said right there?
You're doing it on purpose. He's doing it on purpose.